how many of us, as life as a Christian, how do we reflect God and His teachings? When we study, we pray to God, do we reflect it to people around about us? Does the outside appearance of us represent God? There are so many people out there that wear and sport the Christian look, quoting scriptures, just talking about how God's wonderful and beautiful and all this, but inside they're not. I had an instructor in college, and he was an architect, and he appeared to be a Christian man. He talked about it, he quoted scriptures and all that, and he was talking about how he's going to change his website, about putting a Christian in front of his name. He said it was a dying art, that there's not that many Christians out there. But it was, I was like, well, this man sounds good. He sounds like he's a Christian. But within, probably by end of the class, he was, his language was not up to what God expect us to talk about. He could not control his tongue. Our tongue, our actions, everything is seen by other people. And not just non-Christian, but Christian people. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ here. We expect each of us to act a certain way. We are not to blend in with the world of the people. We're not to act like them. We are to stand out. We are a candlestick, as it says in the Bible, about for the whole world to see, not to be put under a bushel. We are to reflect God in us and everything we do and everything we say. In Matthew 23 and 27 says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." See, just because we resemble something on the outside, I think Brother Danny gave a lesson up there about the suit on, showing people who we have, showing a person one thing and inside we're someone else. Now, I gave a lesson not too long ago. I had a mirror and I had a glass. Now, imagine looking to a mirror. You see yourself. You know who you are. You know who you are and what you're all about. Now, you take that mirror away and put a glass in. What do you see? You see everybody around about you. Turn that. Everybody can see you as well. How we see and how we view each other matters. We are Christians. We should act like true Christians. How we handle situations. Now, in the world, we are probably held to a higher standard. People expect something from us to handle certain situations. If we get mad and something happens, maybe work on your car, work on the house. You go and smash your fingers. I was working on my house. The claw of the hammer hit my knee. I was swinging, and I didn't say anything. I held myself. We have to control our tongues and what we do and what we say, and people will see that as we're around people all the time. Now, I was working at a factory. And I was working with somebody. He was very hard to work with because I can't really describe how he was, but we always didn't see eye to eye on things. We were always we just couldn't really always get along. Sometimes we did, but one time he was saying something. I didn't say nothing bad, but I just came off the wrong way and started getting all over top of him and yelling at him, screaming at him, and he turned around and said, "You call yourself a Christian?" Oh man, I could not, he just really put me in my place and I really felt bad and And then I started apologizing to him and everything, but by then it was too late. He just, you know, saying something like that really hurt me and made me rethink what I'm doing, how am I acting. You know, every day we got to get up, we got to think, who am I? Am I serving God today? We're supposed to reflect Christ in our actions and everything we do. And 1 Corinthians 15:49 says, "And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." And 2 Corinthians 3:18, "But we all, with open face, beholding as glass in the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image of glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord." Colossians 3:10, "And have put on a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." And 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and if it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We need to not to blend in with the crowd. We need to, we are a peculiar type people. God has chosen us. We are to show non-believers around about us to Christ, and we got to show the other believers to see that God is working through us, even when things are bad, that we are still showing God in our lives. Matthew 5:13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforward good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I'm going to stop right there.